Hey, it's Tony Bruschi from Real Ghost Stories Online. We're at it again, giving away another $500 Amazon gift card. If you want in on this round, all you got to do, leave us a review on Apple Podcasts, then shoot me a screenshot of it to contest@realghoststoriesonline.com. Very simple. Leave the review, Apple Podcasts, screenshot, send it to contest@realghoststoriesonline.com. That's it. You're entered. Very soon, another person is going to win a $500 Amazon gift card as a thank you for that review. Go ahead. Leave it now. Takes like 4 seconds. We greatly appreciate it. And good luck.
This is a Real Ghost Stories Online Extra.
My name is Tara. I'm calling from the road on my way back home to Alabama and decided I would call in and share a story with you guys. This story takes place back whenever I was in high school at my best friend's house. The first time I ever went to her house, I'd already been told about creepy things that happened there from all of my friends, really, everybody that had ever been over to her house had one thing or another happen to them. The first time I was there, we had small things happening, but nothing really too scary. One time in particular, I was staying the night with her. I was in the guest bedroom, and she was in the master bedroom. It was just the two of us. And the room that I was staying in had just a coffee table and a futon bed that was laid out for me to sleep on. I was getting ready to go to sleep. I was tired, but I definitely was nowhere near being asleep yet. And had my eyes closed. It was pitch black in the bedroom. And all of a sudden, I hear my girlfriend come to the door, and she said, "Tara." And I waited for her to say whatever it was that she came to tell me. And the next thing I hear is, "Tara, Tara, come here." And after I heard that, I quickly realized that it was not my friend, and I didn't recognize this girl's voice. She sounded young. I was about 15 at the time, so maybe a girl around 12 or 13 years old. I didn't respond. The only response that I had was to kind of put my blanket closer to my face and keep my eyes shut, because I really didn't want to see anything nor hear anything either. And I hear her call my name one more time, and then I hear footsteps come from the door to the foot of the bed, and then around the coffee table, back around the coffee table, and back around for a third time, and the footsteps end right by my face. And right in my ear, I hear my name again, Tara, right in my ear, like a whisper, but it was more not angry, but definitely wanting attention and a response. And I just kind of started shaking and holding on to my blanket over my face even harder. And I hear her go back to the door. And I hear her talking. But at this time, it's muffled. And I can't understand what she's saying, but I know that she's talking to somebody else, and it's not me. And then I hear a deep, low, kind of really creepy, scary man's voice, also muffled, and I can't understand what he's saying, but I got the impression that it was almost like he was pressuring her to keep trying. Like he was telling this little girl to keep trying, make her listen, make her react to you. So once again, I hear her come into the room, get really close to my body, and all of a sudden she sits down on the bed with such force that my body literally popped up in the bed. And then I very quickly put my entire body almost into the wall next to the bed because I was so frightened. And I tried my hardest to get as close to that wall as I could and was just praying for whatever this was to go away. Eventually I fell asleep. I don't know how, but I did. A lot of things happened at this house. I mean, there's plenty of stories about this house. One more short story that I'll share about this house was another night. It was New Year's Eve, and we had had this big party, and everybody had left except for my best friend and her boyfriend. They were in her bedroom at the very end of the house, and my boyfriend and I were asleep in the living room on another futon bed that had been pulled out, and another one of my best friends were asleep on the couch on the other side of the living room facing where the kitchen was. Somehow I always knew when something weird was going to happen. I just kind of got like a creepy feeling, and it would kind of allow me to prepare myself for whatever may happen. And before falling asleep, I told my boyfriend, I was laying on the outside edge of the bed, and I told him, I was like, look, if I start freaking out, or if I say anything, or you know, if you hear me talking or whatever, just throw me on the other side of you and hold me. And he understood, and he said, okay, yeah, you know, like, don't worry about it. Well, as soon as my boyfriend fell asleep, I mean, as soon as I could hear that he was into that, where his breathing had changed and he had went to sleep, I start hearing footsteps from the end of the house where my girlfriend was sleeping. One set of footsteps after another, after another, after another, coming down the hallway, passing where I was laying at in bed, and walking into the kitchen ahead of us. It seemed like 15, 20 different people just walking in a straight line right past me. And every now and then, one would stop and stare at me. I could feel like eyes just staring at me, and they would keep going. And then all of a sudden, I had this overbearing pressure, like somebody was literally laying on top of me to the point where it was hard to breathe. And I couldn't say anything. I couldn't move. I've had sleep paralysis before, actually at this same house, but it was nothing like that. I knew I was awake. I was fully aware of what was going on and definitely not asleep. And I finally fought to where I could sit up. And whenever I did, I quickly jumped over my boyfriend and got underneath the covers and kind of cuddled up next to him and grabbed his arm and put it around me. And I finally fell back to sleep, or fell asleep to begin with, had I not already. that next morning, my girlfriend that was in the living room with us sleeping, she said, and she had never had any experience at this house before. She had just known about everyone else's. And she told me, she was like, Tara, I had the weirdest dream last night. And I kind of laughed and I was like, oh yeah? And I said, what was it about? And she says, well, I think it was a dream. I'm pretty sure it was a dream. But she said, in my dream, we were asleep in here, like it was like we are now. But in my dream, I woke up and I looked into the kitchen and it looked like maybe 30, 35 men just standing in the kitchen, like staring at us. And I kind of laughed at her and I said, how did you know that they were men? And she said, well, I don't, but the outline and the shadow of them made me think that they were men for some reason. I just know that they were men. It was the weirdest dream. And I kind of laughed at her and I told her, I said, yeah, that wasn't a dream, that actually happened. And I began to tell her what had happened to me that night before I fell asleep. So those are just two stories from that house. There's so much more that I may call in later on and share with you guys. I love the podcast. I think you guys are hilarious, and some of these stories definitely freak me out, and I hope mine has done the same. You guys have a great day. Bye.
If you want more real ghost stories and access to the world's largest audio archive of ghost stories, become an extra podcast person, an EPP. Sign up now at ghostpodcast.com or patreon.com/realghoststories.